The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Brant. Thank you for listening, by the way. We're so glad you're here. Listener said, hey, you don't have to give the disclaimer anymore. Like, the disclaimer is, when if you're new to the show, it can take a while to get used to. You might hate us at first.
No, we still have to give that.
We do. I was telling her, like, because new people tune in all the time.
Right.
And tune out probably, too. But it would take some time, and we're very thankful. And hopefully, we want to be your friends, even if we're a little odd. Mm-hmm. It takes a little time. But thank you so much for your patience with us. Yeah, honestly, I don't know if this is breaking animal news, but we got some breaking animal news for you of a sort.
This is breaking sort of news, and you don't know if it
kinda,
is.
Kind of breaking.
You don't want to figure it out before we got here on the air?
No, let's go straight on the air with the air. Breaking animatronic animal news.
Oh, great.
Okay, so how do I say this? Maybe you heard about this. There's Grubhub or whatever you can order food from while we're in lockdown or whatever. And then there's a chicken, there's a pizza place. It's called Pasquale's Pizza.
Okay.
Okay, so people put two and two together and they realize that it's actually Chuck E. Cheese. And Chuck E. Cheese doesn't think people will order, like, delivery from them. So they've renamed themselves. And people look at the address, it's like, well, this is the same address. And it turns out that, I've forgotten this, in the animatronic man, one of the other animals is named Pasquale. So this is his pizza business. It's
so
the delivery business.
All the animatronics are sitting around a table. What do we do? Well, what if we call it Pasquale?
I mean. They're self-aware that people aren't going to want
just
the pizza.
Right.
But if we name it Pasquale's, which if you do your research, you find out he's in the band too.
All right, that's kind of animal news.
Honestly, yeah, it's kind of animal news, and it's kind of genius. And we're not complaining about this. We just think it's genius.
Yeah.
Like, you guys got us.
Change it up.
You animatronic animals are launching businesses all over the place. If you want to be smooth, I help guys with this, especially guys, but ladies too, socially, because I'm not somebody who's naturally as socially gifted as I come across now. That'll give you some index of the problems.
Where you were.
Yeah. So anyway, let's role play something. Here's the thing. Do this, you guys. Like, after the quarantine stuff is over,
sure,
we get together. We'll do a little role play here. Bring in a trick question, because people love
to be.
To be tricked. They love trick questions.
People love tricky.
They love tricky stuff.
I don't think that's
so
true.
It's interesting. So watch. Now, Sherry, you be somebody like at work function.
Sure.
Like a table up here, like baby carrots or celery. Whatever.
Got it.
And then you talk to me, and then I'll show you how to do this. It's very interesting.
Okay. Hey, Brant, it's good to see you.
What wants to be answered, but never has a question? What wants to be answered, but never has a question, answers a doorbell. Right there.
I don't know. Is that some sort of joke or?
No, it's a just her question. It's not some sort of joke.
Well,
it sounds like a put down. This is a.
Is this whole thing
it's a trick
joke?
Question that, under normal circumstances, guys, if you're listening, that would lead to a really good conversation. Back by popular demand, sci-fi questions. We've had so much going on with news and stuff like that. I haven't been able to do this for a while, but people are requesting it. They've come to me. They've gone. They haven't emailed Sherry about it.
They haven't.
They went directly to me.
That doesn't usually happen.
Such is the importance
of the return of the request. This feature.
Yes.
Got
so
it.
A sci-fi question. So interesting to hear people's responses to this. I'm fascinated by people's responses. You get a choice. It's usually aliens who offer it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So not a true story. It's a hypothetical.
Of course.
Okay. So Anne is on the phone. You ready for a sci-fi question?
Yeah.
Here it is. Aliens make you an offer. You can have one of two things. They're ready to give you $10 million or... You can take this, the ability to effectively communicate with all animals, provided those animals are smaller than 2 pounds each.
What in the world kind of...
$10 million, or the ability to communicate with small animals.
Like a snail.
I have selected the ability to communicate with small animals because there is a tiny bird living in my yard right now and I would very much like to know what he's thinking.
Worth $10 million to you. That's cool. I like that.
What would be terrible is if the bird actually had, like, no interesting thought.
Yeah.
I would feel very slighted.
Or you should have taken the $10 million because I don't really have that much to say. I like seeds.
Wouldn't that be great?
That's all I have to say. Now what? Somebody really smart said this. I can't remember who, but it was, my goal isn't to feel God around. My goal is to worship him with my life and who I am. I love that. Our feelings will mislead us all the time. They do. Our feelings are up and down. Even in a marriage or a good, like you'd have a great relationship. The feelings go in and out, ebb and flow. It just happens. My feelings can't be the end goal because then I'm just worshiping my feelings, right? The end goal should be me. In whatever area of my life, whether I feel it or not, actually demonstrating through my actions and my attitudes who God really is. I think I'm old.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's a revelation.
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Well, I was meeting with these guys last night, my friends,
mm-hmm.
and talking about stuff, and I'm like, got a lot of stuff to tell them. Okay. They're all like in their 30s or whatever.
Right, and you have some impartation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one of them went last night, because I've been through this. You go through some stuff, you learn some things, but one's really wrestling with a potential move.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do this? Should we do that? Looking for signs. And like, can God help us? I don't know what to do. You know, like this mm-hmm. or that. Both of them sound great, actually. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to tell them that. Like, you know what? You know what God's primary concern is? It's honestly, I think for most of us, honestly, it's not where you are. It's who you're becoming. That's what he's concerned with. Mm-hmm. So the rest of it, you've got a lot of freedom. And you know what you should do? What I was telling him, let's be thankful for options, because a lot of people don't have them in human history. That's really rare. It's amazing we have options. So be thankful. That puts you in a good space. And then say, who am I becoming? And that's what God's concerned with. And then you can go, now, hey, where do I want to live? Just so you know, if you're new to the program, we are a different kind of radio show. I don't do, for one thing, I zig when everybody else zags, right?
Sure.
So yes. Everybody else is like, oh, it's the almanac. Let's see, today's national. And it turns mm-hmm. out it's National Quiche Lorraine Day.
Okay.
Right. So this would be a good example. I'm not going to talk about Quiche Lorraine just because you're telling me to.
Sure.
And I don't even know who decides these days. So
yeah.
My policy is I do the opposite.
You have a policy.
Yes. And okay. I don't even know what Quiche Lorraine is.
I was going to say, do you know what it is?
It's a food,
it's right?
a French tart consisting, I had to look it up, a pastry crust filled with savory custard and pieces of cheese, seafood, or vegetables. Also includes lardons or bacon.
That sounds like something you would enjoy, maybe.
No, but I didn't know what lardons are either.
Okay.
So I looked that up, and that's actually a small strip or cube of bacon or pork.
I want to bring something up.
Mm-hmm.
All of this research that you did for this is mm-hmm. sort of making you acknowledge Quiche Lorraine.
No, I'm not going to, because
you already have.
No, I'm not going to. Look, if you want me to talk about Quiche Lorraine, I'm not going there. I'm not talking about lardons, French tarts of any kind. Not
right.
on this day.
You have a
no,
policy.
I won't be bullied. Some people are really gifted at conversation. Some people aren't. I'm not one.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of body language, uh-huh. I do all the wrong stuff. It says here, if you want to make someone admire your conversation skills, here's a trick.
Okay.
And this is not from me. This makes me sad.
All right.
It said, count the number of blinks the other person is doing, because that makes you have eye contact.
Ah, okay.
I'm terrible at eye contact.
Okay.
And honestly, if I'm listening to you, I am not looking at you.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell. If my eyes glaze over and I start looking at the ground, and I slowly, my head tilts to the ground.
He's dialed in.
I am dialed in 100%. Just want to remind you, if you're listening and you're interested at all, if you've watched the news, the interest rates are ridiculously low. They're lower than they were when they were ridiculously low.
Mm-hmm.
The circumstances aren't awesome, but that's a thing to take advantage of. Be ashamed not to jump in on that.
Yeah, I read an article saying now is the time to refinance.
Yes, it totally is. So mm-hmm. Fellowship Home Loans, talk to Mike or Brian if you're going to do anything like this. But if you're looking to buy or you own a home and want to refinance, these guys are fantastic. It's 800-804-SAVE. That's their phone number, 800-804-SAVE. So glad you're part of the program. It is a weird program. We haven't done this. Oops, I got the wrong music going. It is a weird program.
It is a weird program.
So we're thankful that you are here. So one thing I like doing, I haven't done it for a while because of all the news and stuff that's going on, mm-hmm. is a sci-fi question. You know how people would answer questions. I come up with questions.
Yes.
People have requested this. A specific question, actually, from a listener. Mm-hmm. Had this idea for a question. So it's a aliens will give you a choice. Choose between something, Maureen. You ready for this?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Imagine this. Aliens give you an option here. It's really a win-win. You can have one or the other. They will give you $10 million.
Oh.
That's cash.
Cash? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Okay.
Or the ability to effectively communicate with tiny animals. They have to be under 2 pounds, but you can communicate with all the tiny animals of the world effectively. Which do you take?
I'm going to go with the money on that one.
Yeah.
How are you?
Thank you, Maureen.
So what do you do, Sherry?
The money?
Yeah.
Absolutely. What am I asking a snail?
It's not about asking.
It's not about asking?
No.
What's it about, Brand?
If I had this, I would command the world. I'd control our biosphere.
Would you choose talking to the animals so you could talk to Bertrand?
Yeah, absolutely. I can talk to my pet frog. Well, that's just the start of it. All the protostomes, like or the insects of the world, tiny vertebrates, invertebrates, under my worms, crabs, snails, there's millions.
What are you going to do?
Under my, I would control, I think it'd be kind of obvious, I would control the entire food chain at that point.
Okay.
And everybody would be like, Grant, please.
Just take
you're
the
in
money,
control
Brad.
Of the
That's
mollusks.
Too much stress on yourself.
No, I want the command.
Exactly.
You guys sold out cheap. Yeah. So the headline says, majority of Christians think God sent COVID to teach us a lesson.
Mm.
And I was reading that. I'm like, really? The majority think that God sent COVID? It's interesting. And it turns out that's not at all mm-hmm. what the poll actually says. Mm-hmm. It's the majority said that they think that God is using it in some way. So
well,
two-thirds.
That's very different.
It is very different.
Yes.
Teach us a lesson. That's one way to look at it. Mm-hmm. Another way is to say that there's something here, even in the midst of all this hassle, all this tragedy, all this fear, all this divisiveness, all this goofiness, all this whatever other stuff we're doing and going through, that somehow God is in the mix with us. I mean, if you're a Christian, you believe that God gets in the mix with us, right? Mm-hmm. He sure did when he introduced himself into the world. Like, he got in the mix with us, and he's here. If I was given a graduation speech, first they wouldn't let me do it because I can't say the word graduation clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But if I got past that hurdle,
right,
got in the door,
uh-huh.
I'd say something like, hey, you guys may have noticed, because a lot of times you're swimming in something, you don't even realize you're in it. You don't realize you're wet.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a culture that's like, you have to have pleasurable experiences mm-hmm. often.
Yeah.
And if you know, self-restraint is kind of a crazy idea. I'm like, mm-hmm. what?
Right.
Any kind of restraint. I don't know. Come on. Problem is, pleasurable experiences, they give you a dopamine hit.
Mm-hmm.
You can get addicted to that. But the big problem behind that is it doesn't actually make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Dopamine doesn't make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a rush in a moment. And actually, over time, it doesn't make you content. And it makes you just want to look for the next thing. And I'm mm-hmm. like, guys, do you see what I would say something like that. Do you see what's happening mm-hmm. where we're doing that?
Yeah.
We're all looking for the next thing and nobody's happy.
That's a good thing to point out because no one's pointing it out.
No one's
Everyone's
pointing it out.
A lot of people are going through it and we're seeing the results of people going through
totally.
It. But no one's actually pointing the thing out.
Anxious.
Yeah.
Depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Discontent. And ultimately, you know what this does? It makes you really, really lonely. I'll pass this along because I think it's worthwhile, but I didn't make it up. And so if you have a problem with it, you can be like, oh, I'll just pass the buck.
Okay,
or somebody really smart.
Right, okay.
Said this.
Okay.
Effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're somebody who's really pouring yourself out for people.
Mm-hmm.
They said, don't pour yourself out for others when you're not fulfilled yourself. It's a mess. You'll be drained and wiped out or just driven by ego.
Mm.
First, find satisfaction in the Lord. So draw from him
mm-hmm.
and then pour yourself out for others. But you know people, it's a mess.
Yeah, you're pouring out a mess. That's interesting.
And you're pouring out a mess because you're not there yourself.
Oh my goodness. I've experienced that. That is, I I've been the mess trying to pour out.
Yeah, I think me too.
I get that. Yes.
It's just why it's so important. Like, have some time where you're drawing from him and you're finding that satisfaction. It doesn't take years. It could take a conversation in the morning with him. Little reminder, just so you know, God has not forgotten you. He hasn't. It's not like he's not around if circumstances are bad or you're not feeling him around. He hasn't left. There's a scripture, it's in Isaiah. He actually says, I will not forget you. Even if your own mother may forget you, it says. Yet I will not forget you. Look, I've engraved you on the palms of my hands. So that's a message from God to his people. Like, look, I haven't forgotten you. I've got you engraved here. How important would people have to be to engrave your name on the hand of God? And he's not forgetting it. So if your vision is cloudy and my vision is cloudy, that's one thing, but it doesn't mean he's disappeared.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.